Actually, it's the only true indication, because in this, I put these things in a certain frame, and it may be forced a little bit. I may be forcing it without realizing it.
You mean direct questions?
Sometimes the answer is contained within the question, and without the direct question, you can get something that you didn't expect. Mm-hmm. What would you call the center of a cherry?
Cherry pits, I believe is right. I still don't know why it's not just a cherry seed. But
what did you call it as a kid?
Well, I guess I've always heard them talk about pit and cherries.
What do you call the center of an apple?
Core.
Any special word for dried pieces of apple?
No, we've always had just dried fruits and dried fruit pies.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of potatoes did you raise?
Irish potatoes, mostly. When we were commercially, yes. We used to raise a few sweet potatoes for the kitchen.
Do you have nut trees around here?
A few hickory nuts, wild, a few wild pecans, and black walnuts.
What do you call the green outer part on a walnut? The one that's that big around?
Oh, just the hull.
And inside that, the harder part?
Let's see now. Hickory nut shells. I guess we hulled and got that old stainy stuff off the outside.
The brown head.
Yeah.
Good. And then inside, what part did you eat? What did you call that?
Usually the kernel or the meat.
You ever heard that called a goodie?
Yeah.
Was that common around here?
Yeah, I've heard it a lot. Didn't think about it. It didn't appear in my vocabulary, but I have heard it a lot.
I'll ask you from time to time, as you know, about these peripheral things that other people in the area use.
Yeah.
Let's see, you said hickory nuts and walnuts. Any others?
Pecans. Now, where did I run into pecans? Somewhere in my... To me, it had been pecans all my life, but somewhere. Is that from down in the south? We run into that in New Orleans?
Yeah, Georgia, maybe.
I believe when I was down in Mardi Gras a few years ago, running into pecans. Those, that candy they had fixed.
Pralines?
Pecan pralines.
Oh, they're good.
Oh, but oh boy.
Yeah, it doesn't take long. Did you get anything special in the toe of your sock when you were a kid? Or did I ask you this?
Well, I don't know what you're looking for unless there be a hole in there. To me, that sure would be special.
Oh, I've got it in a strange context, huh?
Huh?
I was eating those pralines. I was thinking of the Mexican restaurants in Oklahoma City. They've got them there, too, and they're not bad at all. They sell you an awful gob of candy for a dime.
Well, this man on this ranch here has sent us a pecan praline about this big around every year, Christmas. And it's so rich that it's just awfully easy to have a lot of it carried over to get dry. It's sure rich.
Yeah. Butter, sugar, vanilla. On Christmas morning, did you hang your sock and get anything special right down on the toe beside a hole?
Well, of course, we always hang our sock Christmas Eve, and I suppose usually an orange or an apple would be the one closer to the bottom.